the COVID-19 pandemic is shining a light on an essential service that we may take for granted in our daily lives. Over 400,000 people are part of America's waste collection and disposal companies, taking our trash and recycling away from the curb on a schedule. It's an essential service still going on during the pandemic. Our next guests are here to talk about the workers performing the vital job and the kind of protections that are and aren't in place for them. Melissa Johnson starts us off. She's the president of Associated Recyclers of Wisconsin and the director of Marathon County's Solid Waste Department. Melissa, welcome back to the show.
Thank you very much. My pleasure to be here.
Has daily life changed for waste collection workers in your neck of the woods?
Well, you know, handling waste has always been sort of a challenging job, and certainly waste workers have used all kinds of protocols to stay safe from the stuff you throw out of your house. Imagine all of that hairy, moldy stuff you grab from the refrigerator and throw in the garbage along with some diapers. And we've worked safety into our everyday lives for a very long time. Now, during COVID, of course, we're amping that up a little bit, actually quite a bit, because we're frontline workers. Imagine if your garbage wasn't taken away when you set it out. So we are working very hard to keep everybody safe.
So what kind of additional protections are you taking or seeing other departments around the state taking?
Well, it depends. Now, like at landfills, my facility, for instance, in Marathon County, we used to do a lot of assistance to customers who came in. You know, they needed help with helping to offload something. We don't do that anymore. My staff has to stay at least 6 to 10 feet away from other people. We are no longer accepting cash. There's only credit card transactions or debit card transactions. We have a large plexiglass barrier between customers that come in and my scale operator. You know, a number of things. Our household hazardous waste programs, people, some of them were closed. The ones that are open, we don't allow people to get out of their vehicles. My staff grabs things from their cars. There's very little interaction with the public. And of course, if you've got a material recovery facility, and that's where all your recyclables are sorted, those people are working on an assembly line. And unfortunately, those stations are rather close. So we're starting to see the implementation of additional PPE and barriers between those stations to keep people safe.
For those of us who use your services, are there things we can do, whether it's at our curbside disposal or going to a facility, that can help keep you all safer?
Well, I think the big thing right now is and when people call and say, are you open? You know, they're wondering, because so many places are unfortunately closed, we're considered an essential service. And so we are open. However, because you're home and you're looking at that basement that you've wanted to clean for 6 years, but now you've got the time for it, is it essential to put yourself in harm and put my staff in harm by coming out to the landfill to dispose of those things? So those are the kind of things that, you know, we're really asking the public to think about. We're open. You know, public or solid waste facilities, recycling facilities, we're here to serve. That's our job. We take pride in our ability to protect human health and the environment. But is it essential for you to be out and about with that load of garbage? Can it wait? That's one of the biggest things we're looking at. The other thing is the waste volumes are up at the curb because people are home more now. So, again, is it essential to throw it out? Is it something that can be used up? Always waste reduction first.
Melissa, thanks so much for joining us today.
My absolute pleasure, and have a good day.
You too. That's Melissa Johnson, president of Associated Recyclers of Wisconsin and the director of Marathon County's Solid Waste Department. We continue our conversation about waste management as a frontline operation now. Adam Minter is with us, columnist for Bloomberg Opinion and author of several books, including Secondhand, Travels in the Global Garage Sale. He wrote a piece, Garbage Workers Are on the Virus Front Lines Too. Adam, welcome back to the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
Well, you looked back in history to the big flu pandemic of just over 100 years ago when trash collection didn't happen as smoothly. Can you paint us a picture?
Well, yeah, in 1918, the last thing people were really thinking about at the beginning of the pandemic was that what to do with the waste and how it would impact the people who were picking it up. And it turned out that was a great mistake. In some of the bigger locations for the outbreak, for example, in Baltimore, at least a quarter of the city's garbage workers weren't reporting for work at the peak of the pandemic, simply because they'd gotten sick. And so that kind of feeds on itself. One, you're sending these people home, they're infecting their families. Two, that leaves behind piles of trash. And when you have trash, especially trash that's, been exposed, to a virus, you have the possibility of transmission. And so that happened in Baltimore. It happened in San Francisco. It happened in Philadelphia. It happened in Kansas City. And there are accounts, in San Francisco and Kansas City of children playing on these piles of trash that had been thrown out from houses that had this flu. So, that's not going to happen this time, but it does serve as a warning that these wastes that we generate in our homes, especially when we have so many people self-quarantining, some of whom may be asymptomatic, that there is the possibility that could be a vector for transmission.
We heard about how Marathon County here in Wisconsin is adapting to this. You kind of surveyed places around the country, including, I think, here in Wisconsin in Platteville. What kind of things did you see as far as adaptations to the current outbreak?
Sure. Well, there's a few things going on. I mean, perhaps, the most important, and it's long overdue in some cases, is just that people are getting personal protective equipment. Now, this has always been recommended. I mean, even on the federal level, that municipalities, that companies give their workers, equipment to use when they're collecting the trash or sorting the trash in sorting facilities. So this could be gloves. This could be eye protection. Masks have never been recommended, but we're seeing them adapted more and more. And so you're seeing that happen, and you're seeing workers embrace it. I mean, workers have, it's not a new story. Workers sometimes will be given these things and they don't want to wear them. But in a more in-depth sense, you're seeing, for instance, on the recycling sorting lines, you're seeing workers being spaced out more. So as your previous guest indicated, when you sort recyclables, that's usually done on lines that look like assembly lines in some sense, and people are at very close quarters. We've seen municipalities around the United States shrink the number of garbage workers on a truck from 3 to 2. The idea being to reduce increase the amount of social distancing. Lengthening out shifts, again, with the idea that you want to have a smaller number of people being exposed. So there are steps being taken like that.
Is there a change in the kinds of waste and the volumes of kinds of waste as we have this big shift from, many people being in offices and other workplaces and now being in their homes?
Yes, there really is, and we're just now starting to get some of the data. For example, Phoenix, Arizona reported that they're seeing in March, they saw a 20% increase in the amount of solid waste coming out of homes compared to March of 2019. In New York City, the amount of, and the way New York City sorts its waste is interesting, but the amount of metal, plastics, glass and containers, which is one category, during the same period was up just under 12% for March of 2020 compared to March of 2019. So those are huge surges in waste, and it's really created, and it's not just those municipalities. Those are just two to give you an example. I think if you surveyed most municipalities in Wisconsin, you'd find something similar going on. It's an open question right now in most places. Is this getting equaled out, balanced out by the amount of waste that's not turning up from commercial facilities? Certainly we're seeing in the recycling stream, there's much less recycling coming out of, say, grocery stores, other, retailers, places that would be using cardboard boxes than there would be office paper, which is a very important input into recycled paper, especially tissue like toilet paper is way down. It comes out of offices. And so that's leaving, say, some of your Wisconsin paper makers who may make tissue scrambling for raw materials. So it's a really interesting time in the markets that use these waste products.
How about medical waste, whether it's coming from medical facilities or it's just, that used mask you've got at home?
Yeah, well, the U.S. In particular has a very good, very advanced, very robust medical waste system that services hospitals, clinics, et cetera, anything where you actually have medical personnel, clinicians. There's more than enough capacity not being overwhelmed, which is good because we did see the medical waste systems in China, in Wuhan, in Italy being overwhelmed. They simply didn't have enough. But it is a big question as to what the impact is of all these masks, all these gloves. You know, what happens in a home where somebody is asymptomatic? You know, they're drinking out of a bottle of Coke and they put that in the recycling and somebody touches that. There's all kinds of data out there and it's all over the place on, you know, how long the virus, you know, sustains itself on surfaces in aerosols. And the answer is, you know, we don't know. But there is some disturbing data out there suggesting that, you know, waste workers are getting infected by the stuff that's not in the medical waste stream, but in the normal municipal waste stream. Just in New York, the Department of Sanitation there has had 350 plus infections and 5 deaths due to the virus. So you know, that's causing quite a bit of nervousness, as you can imagine, across the waste industry.
Now, we heard from our previous guest, Melissa Johnson, with Marathon County's Solid Waste Department. Hey, maybe think about how much stuff you're throwing away in the first place, and maybe the stuff you buy, think about how you're going to throw it away. Is this a time, do you think, and I know you think about these issues a lot, Adam,
sure,
that is this a time to start thinking about what we use and what we get rid of?
Well, absolutely. I mean, just in terms of the spring cleaning, I mean, by all means, do your spring cleaning. But if you really want to help out waste workers in the waste industry and the recycling industry, hold off on bringing that stuff in. You know, bag it, garage, and wait till later, when the big rush to the Goodwills and the Salvation Armies is done. Or if you're going to throw it away, again, there's you know, really huge amounts of waste coming to the curb right now, and a lot of that stuff isn't bagged, requires waste workers to touch. So, you know, maybe hold off on it to a, you know, a less, a time when there's just less waste going into the system. And yes, absolutely. I mean, I think, you know, my last book really focused on the amount of stuff that Americans generate in their homes and how there really aren't markets for most of it. And I think this is a really good time to think about when you buy that thing, what is the ultimate fate of it going to be? And you know, it's not always going to be the case that, you know, the stuff that you're generating in your home is an immediate health risk potentially because of a virus on its surface, but it's an excellent time to sort of do that exercise and ask yourself, what is the impact of all this excess stuff that I'm throwing away or taking to the Goodwills or the Salvation Armies on society as a whole and on individuals? It's a very important question.
Adam, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you so much.
That's Adam Minter, columnist for Bloomberg Opinion and author of several books, including Secondhand, Travels in the Global Garage Sale. He wrote the piece Garbage Workers Are on the Virus Front Lines, too. We also heard from Melissa Johnson, president of Associated Recyclers of Wisconsin and director of Marathon County's Solid Waste Department, looking at how our waste disposal system and the workers in that system are dealing with the COVID-19 outbreak.